You're dealing with a very complex subject. You have a configuration that's very, from an electrical point of view, is very complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you have systems with many different devices in it, so on.
Yeah.
And so the problem is, how do you make a measurement of something as complex as that? It gives you a unique characteristic. And the answer is, it's very different. So what you have to try to do is simulate the installation of the device as much as realistically as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, in a sense, I've always said, you have a device, it has certain radiating characteristics, it has certain conducting, interference conductive.
Yeah.
Conductive interference characteristics. You ought to be able to measure that uniquely. But the problem is that the systems are so complicated that you can't do it. It's dependent upon anything in the vicinity. It's dependent on how cables run.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many units you have in the system. When you have a computer system which may have 20 cabinets in it, how do you measure it?
Uh-huh.
Now, I think if you had groups that were really interested in cooperating with each other, you could make these common. We made a comparative study of military, even limits, and civilian limits. And in many areas, they're very similar.
Mm.
Very similar. But there are cases where the military application is sort of unique. And the characteristics of the emitters are different. You have to take it into account. The other point is that in civilian, you can usually tolerate a certain amount of interference. In the military sphere, you want to be pretty sure that nothing happens.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you get to the point where somebody says, why do it?